is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friend.
And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being a fool.
We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day.
Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends.
When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer, cause it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Ones we can depend on. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and your girlfriend weren't so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own.
But as she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies.
You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your glad is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie.
And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends. We'll be right back.
Gucci, you already, it's your girl in the world.
How's everybody?
How are you? Welcome to my world of dreams. You know how we're going to do this tonight. We'll talk with Dr. Divine. You know I get it in, say what I want, do what I must to make sure that we can get this love train correct. You hear it? Now, if you want to join, you can dial 515-605-9329, join into the conversation. But if you want to just fall back and listen, that's fine. Tonight we're doing part two of how to make an open relationship work. And we're also going to be speaking on online dating and is it changing the world as we know it, because it's crazy right now. It's like out of all the way control, all the way out of control, online dating. And it's like the old heads is take it over with this shit. Like, real talk. I just wanted to bring a little awareness to that if I can tonight. You know, I mean, if that's all right with y'all, I just want to bring a little awareness to that. And Mr. Roy and Flanderizer and myself, we were in the midst of talking about the two guy girl thing. So me and Mr. Raw and Slander got a conversation to finish, so that we're going to do that part two about that. But before we get into that, let you get yourself together there a little bit more. I see everybody in the building. Shout out to everybody tuned in online, everybody tuned in on the station. Appreciate you. Had a great show last night. Missed out. We did Psalm 7, and then I broke down Psalm 7, so that was a little something different. Tried to give you guys a little motivation for the week. I hope your week is starting off good. It's just Monday. Damn, you shouldn't be complaining yet. You know what? Shout out to everybody who, it was amazing because it's like when you guys are going to work, I'm going to sleep. You hear it? So about 7, when I was about to lay it down, I was just getting back-to-back calls of people going through the most fucked up thing. Like, yo, this happened. Yo, this happened. Yo, this. So shout out to all my peoples that were going through something today. I just was like, you know what? It's too much. I'm laying down before the fucking wheel gets spent this way. I'm laying down. And shout out to all of my Muslim sisters and brothers that are fasting. I just found out from one of my jewels in my life that he's fasting. So shout out to all of the men and women that are strong enough to do that, because that's not easy at all. And I'm going to have him give you a little bit of facts before we go, but he did advise me that those of you who are fasting and you do suffer from, you know, old age, or you suffer from diabetes, there's quirks in between. You are exempt from it. I don't know if you know that. I didn't know. I don't do it, but I respect it. And I just want you all to be healthy. I'm concerned about him. He's like, I'm good, okay. But I'm still concerned. So everybody who's going through that, God bless you. God is good. God bless you. And I commend you for being able to do that. It takes strong will. It takes a deep dedication to your God. And I definitely respect it. I just want to make sure, you know, when you decide to to take on that, because it's not easy to do something like that. But when you decide to take on things of that nature, you want to make sure that you look at yourself from the outside in and know that you're in the best health that you could be in. Because, you know, like when people said, your God, my God, wouldn't want you to be hurt. Wouldn't want you to hurt yourselves. I don't want you to hurt yourselves. You know? And if you're sick, you can't praise him. And he needs you good and able to praise him. So you want to make sure that you're doing it correctly. With that being said, I'm going to go back to a little bit of music. And then when we come back, like I said, we're going to do part two of the relationships and how open relationships can work, because they can work. I mean, we talking shit because we don't, we meaning my team and I, we're not involved in it. Like, we don't partake in that. So we have our own, you know, notions and comments about the actual lifestyle, but there are people who actually, who live that lifestyle. And, you know, teach his own. That's what you're doing in your lifestyle. Again, something else. I just want to make sure that you're doing it right. You're doing it healthy. You're being smart about what you're doing, about what you're getting yourself involved in. You're understanding that, you know, it's a big thing. It's basically on the, you know, on the woman side of it, it's some women are just in love with two people. Is that right? Who's to say? Because men will say, oh, she's having sex with two men because she's a whore. She's a slut. Well, let me just ask you this question. What if the men involved in this situation, what if they actually are in love with the woman? And what if the woman is actually in love with, what if it was a love situation? That I'm talking to Mr. Roar. I'm talking to Slander. What if it was a love situation? Because you can't say just I'm having sex with two men. I'm speaking about the woman. I'm just a whore off top. What if I love them? And what if that's what they want from me, to please the both of them? What if they don't see me as a whore? What if we all live together? Then what? Is it still wrong? What if everybody agrees in the situation? Is it still wrong? And who are we to say it's wrong at all? Well, all that and more. We'll be back. Don't move. Greenleaf Network Live. Where's Greenleaf Everything? We appreciate you.
Yeah. We're doing this with all the ladies. H-Town boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be knocking the boots. G.I., Shazam, Dino. They gonna do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the back when we made good love, listening to some more of the game all night long. Now I want that old pain back, make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, I do it for her, babe. Loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long, hey. Making love with you, we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it, yeah. Cause when I do, just me and you, it'll be so right. Some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking devil.
I'll give me some good love,
somebody rocking,
rocking, babe.
give me some good love.
Somebody rocking out the
door. That's all I need. Give me some good love. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. All night long, baby. All night long, long. Good loving body, rocking, knocking, boost all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on.
Turn the lights down low and close the door. Sound crazy. What about a dinner date for two at my place?
You're rushing me, but I think about it.
Hey, excuse me.
I'm not the kind of girl.
Okay, guys, we back in the building. We was trying to wait for Slanderizer. I can't wait no more, so I'm going to go ahead and go in. Now, I wanted to start it with deciding if an open relationship is right for you. It involves honest communication with yourself and your partner, and I just want to offer you some steps to do that. The first step, reflect on your desires, and in which case you need to understand why you're considering an open relationship in the first place. Now, is it to explore your sexuality experience? Is it to explore different types of relationships? Or is it just something else? You need to know that from start. Number two, assess your values. Assess your values. And with that, I mean, consider your beliefs and your values about relationships and what you want from them. Know what you want from this, because, like, what is your goal in having two relationships at once? And these are for the women who, and believe it or not, I have some testimonies, because there are women who have experienced this and there are women who are going through this now. So consider your beliefs and your values about the relationship and what you want from them. And I'm eager to know, you know, what was the goal in this relationship? Number three, consider your emotional response. And with that, I mean, think about how you feel about sharing your partner with others and how you might handle jealousy. It might sound good, might sound fun, might be fun. But then what happens when, let's say you all three go out for dinner and he's paying her more attention than he's paying you. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. We're doing the two guys. I'm sorry, my bad. We're doing the two guys. So, guys, what happens if you go to dinner and she's paying him more attention than she's paying you? Now, yeah, you've agreed to this. Yeah, it's okay with you. Yeah, you have fun in the bed, but now when it's coming to outside, what if you want to hold her hand? And what if he wants to hold her hand and saying, what the fuck? Y'all going to all three hold hands together? You got to consider all that together. What if he wants her to meet his family? And what if you don't want that? No, fuck that. Get out of here. You got to understand who was there first. Who was there first? Who was the boyfriend first? And who was the second person? Because I'm assuming the one there first is going to want the most respect. Like, I've been here first. You just bringing this thing in and he gets to do this, blah, 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 blah. You're dealing with egos, ladies. Communicate with your partner. And with that, I mean, have an open, honest discussion with your partner about your desires and your fears and your boundaries. Let them know what you're scared about. Yeah, like, I'm worried if I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and he wants to stick a dick in my mouth and you still in the bed. Lord Jesus. Tell him, the lady, say, I'm worried at 3 o'clock in the morning. He wants to stick a dick in my mouth, but you sleep. Is that cheating? Is it? You're in a multi-relationship. Is it cheating? What about this? What about if y'all you're in this three-way and you live with the boyfriend, but the other guy lives somewhere else and you're together, and again, 3 o'clock in the morning, the other guy says, hey, come over, watch TV, eat some popcorn, and let's play cards and do whatever. And the first nigga is asleep. And you say, well, fuck it, you know, we all fuck together anyway. So I just assume it's okay for me to go over there. And he gets mad because he didn't say you could have no fucking relationship. This is just a fuck thing. Wow. It gets deep, I'm assuming, if the shoe was on the other foot and it was another chick, you wouldn't care. If it was two girls and the guy, you understand what I mean? And the girl's like, I want to go over there to the other chick house. I don't think he would have a problem. Well, go ahead. I don't care. You go chill with that bitch if you want. But if it was another guy, would you feel the same way? Understand that. Now, the next one. Where was I at? Oh, communicate with your partner. Have an open and honest discussion with your partner about your desires, fears, and boundaries. Okay, we did that one. So evaluate your relationship stability. And with that, I mean, open relationship should be built on strong, stable foundation. So if you're even considering doing this, like, do you guys have cheating issues? Do you guys have jealousy issues? Are you able, I guess the question is really, are you able to, let me say this first. It's very different to be with your partner and be like, oh, she got a fat ass look, and both of y'all look at the same time, or he got a nice body look, and y'all both look at the same. It's very different, okay? That's different than stable foundation, whereas he could be somewhere, you guys are together, and he could be off talking, nizing, flirting, if you will, doing whatever he is choosing to do, and it don't bother you. And it don't bother you. You look the other way. And maybe you can look the other way because you have an open relationship. And, yeah, all right, that don't matter because he's coming home with me. Or, yeah, that don't matter because I get to do the same thing. All right, if that works for you. But how long will that foundation remain stable? For how long? How long? And again, I'm not disagreeing or condoning. I'm just going through the stages that you need to be privy about if you're going to do this, and how are they going to affect you. I'm asking you these questions because maybe you didn't ask yourself these questions. Maybe he didn't ask you these questions. Maybe he know the answers to these questions and he don't give a fuck. Maybe you know the answers. I don't know. Just trying to sort it out for you all. Next one, number six, think about logistics, meaning consider the practical aspects, such as time management. And I just said that, time management and safe sex practices. Okay, let's do that, ladies. Okay, so if it's two of them, one is already your man. You bringing another one in. One is already your man, and you fucking him raw. Does the other nigga get to get it raw? I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure it out. Does Papa? Oh, God bless her. As my mother would call, and do Jody get the fuck raw too? Like, what's good? You in this two-way, lady. You in this two-way. You already have a man. You bringing another man in. Your man said it's okay. Have you thought about that? Are you going to fuck him raw too? Because let's say this. What if you're the man, the first man, what if your man can't have kids? What if he can't have kids and y'all been fucking and he been shooting and all kind of blanks and everything and y'all living life beautiful and then all of a sudden a big baby, big baby done come in and he want to shoot and he don't shoot blanks. And he says to you, not to the man, to you, because the relationship is with you. He's not in relationship with your man. He's in relationship with you. And he says to you, well, I want to fuck raw too. I want to see what that be like. Mr. Raw got to be boiling. Okay, number eight, learn from others. And with that, I mean, read about other experiences in open relationships and gain different perspectives. And so I guess this would be one of them, you know, hearing Dr. Divine telling you about the good, the bad, and the raw fucking ugly. You better know what it is. You better know what it is. Are you ready, Slander? Are you going to mic up or are you going to come through this way? You have no idea what I have to go through this. I have to go through here. All right, I'm going to the last one, and then are you ready now, or do I need to bring a song in, or what? Okay, so he's coming in now. Okay, so number nine, seek professional advice. Again, therapists, especially ones specializing in non-monogamy, can provide guidance and tailor you in your situation. Now, I am 100% monogamous, but for my audience, I know there's some of you, a lot of you that are not, and I do this research so you can, you know what I mean? So you can have the knowledge. I don't see you in. We're going to bring Mr. Raw in. Okay, Mr. Raw. You are here with us, sir. What's good to you?
You already know who it is when you hear that sound and how it's going down. Mr. R-A-W in the building. I want to see what that be like. All right, first of all, let me tell you how I see this. Shout out to
Hold on. Let me bring Slander in too while you're talking so he can chime right in. After Slander, you in the building. Go ahead, introduce yourself. There we go. Go to Mr. Raw.
You already know. Bam Bam, aka the motherfucker Slander Rosa. Let's get to it.
All right, Mr. Raw, go ahead.
So you shout out to the grown people. Now there's two ways that we can get into this conversation because of one could be a religious look because there are religious beliefs that a man can take on more than one woman. Now they have to be able to, you know, be able to have rules and regulations that go with that. That's one side of the peg. So, you know, if that happens, then it's understandable and it's feasible and it works out as long as the men can be able to take care of both women at the same time, and they can have a relationship, and they can even live in the same house. Now, that's nothing wrong with that, because according to them.
Oh, so now, you know I'm getting you.
So he can have up to four wives.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking notes on this. Okay.
A Muslim man can have up to four
wives. A Muslim
wives.
Man. Make that clear, Mr. Roy. You're talking about, he's talking about
yes.
Muslim men. Okay,
yes.
Muslim. Not
Muslim
just any man.
Faith.
Not just any man. Muslim men. Okay. All right. Okay.
The faith in the Muslim faith, Islam, can have up to four wives, but he has to be able to financially and physically be able to maintain the upkeep of all four of them equally. So nobody gets no favoritism, whether you're a first, second, third, or fourth, it doesn't matter. The kids play with each other. They're brothers and sisters. They could be in the same house, but put in different parts of the house. Like you can have like a four family house and have each of your wives on a different floor. Yeah. And then, you know, the kids may interact with each other, and the wives, they work together. They you know, can make this. Yeah. So that is
isn't that called sister wives or something like that?
Well, no, that's for the people who don't do it within a religion.
So let me write that down. I got to take this.
You
know, so sister
you
wives,
know what niggas
y'all
are
just
saying
doing
right
it,
now.
But there is no religion involved.
Right. Sister wives is just sister wives. But the Muslim faith, they're married to each wife. They're four wives. So
okay, so you are Muslim, correct?
Right. And I can
all
have
right, and I'm asking you.
Four wives.
I'm asking you. What do you say about having four wives?
I can't do that, bro. I can't do that. That takes a lot of work. Because I got to be able to financially be able to suffice for all four equally. So if I'm buying one a car, I got to buy the other three a car. If I got to take care of one way.
Somebody got a lot of feedback going on back there.
That's not me.
No.
Probably slander.
It's me. I'm being attacked by a 100-pound, 5-pound dog.
And,
go ahead,
you
Mr.
know, if... I mean, if I'm married to all four, then that's four times I want to see what that be like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what niggas are saying is right now. I want to see what that be like.
You know, but you got to be able to equally manage all four. I just had to throw that in there and make a laugh out of it. But
man, four, one is enough. Fucking four?
One is enough. Two can be understandable because maybe like the situation that you just said, maybe that the first wife is not able to have a child. Then bringing in that second wife and finding out if she's able to bear children, because you know, even though it's not the Holy Bible, it's the same thing that occurs. It's be fruitful and multiply. So even in the
wow.
Bible, the Quran, whatever, it's God's word. Be fruitful and multiply. So in every religion, that's what it says.
So I'm getting from what you're saying. Because you financially you wouldn't consider doing it, but if there was an option that you could financially do it, would you do it?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't do four.
I
do two.
Oh yeah,
hell
wow,
yeah,
Mr.
Nigga.
I'm sorry, I do
oh,
two,
yeah.
But I wouldn't do four. Yeah, I wouldn't do four.
Okay.
I do two.
Okay, but wait, hold. I got you. I got you. You yeah. I was four. I go to Slander. I got. Wait. You know what? Go ahead, Slander. You want to respond to that? Because I got to. I'm about to get this.
I'm not
Dad,
doing. I'm good. The second one is even more headache than the first one.
Anyway.
Fuck out of here too. Hell no.
Yo, I caused him a lot of problems. I ain't gonna hold you. I can't even see two of me. Two of me, that bitch gonna have to go. That bitch gonna have to go. Three more of me? Nah, man. Get out of here. Can you imagine three of me, three dogs, that 100 and some pounds, three house, three car. I don't think you can survive it.
Three Mrs. Misunderstood.
Eight of me. There's eight of me in one, so three of me, that's 24, right?
I'm good.
Good grief, Charlie Brown.
Mm-mm.
Talking about
it's the eight of me. It's like my nieces. Shout out to my babies. They always testing me. They like, which one are you today? I'm this one. I'm that one. They like, how the fuck you all of them? And you know each. person. Uh huh. Yeah, I know.
But all right. Now, if we're not gonna look at the marriage style, and we're just gonna look at what these free heathens are doing in this world right now. there's a whole lot.
That
of
is the perfect world. Perfect word.
There's a whole lot of heathens out there. So, a lot of people right now, it is side piece pavilion. Everybody.
You know what? I'm not ashamed to say it because I am who I am. Mr. Raw, pornos are changing too.
Yeah.
Yep. They are changing. What are you doing here?
Everything.
Why is there so many extra counterparts?
You know why? Because the world right now is more the YOLO and it is what it is temperament and mentality instead of it is what you make it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just want to say, can I be honest what I saw to you? That's what I was saying. I just wanted to ask you, can I be honest with what I saw to
you? You know, and instead of enjoy your life to the fullest, it's live your life like there's no tomorrow and it is what it is. So everybody's just doing whatever. So if they feel like they're unhappy, they're going to go out there and make themselves happy. But if the situation at home is okay, why ruin that instead of being honest to the other person and telling them, you know what, you just don't do it for me no more. We fell apart, you know.
Yeah.
No, everybody don't want to be honest no more, so they just go ahead, sneak around. The next person satisfied. The next person is the aspirin because your main squeeze is your headache. So you got to that's how side pieces are created. Side pieces are created as the side piece being the aspirin because your main squeeze is your headache. Why are you?
But it's the whole thing. Do side pieces realize what you say in that analogy? Do they realize that once the headache gets better, you don't need the side pieces if the headache get better?
But here's the thing. When you catch yourself up in entanglements lead to a major abundance of feelings. You catch feelings. I don't care how much a person say, it's just sex. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to catch it. That's BS. Because y'all got pillow talk. You get reason to explode and let off all the emotions that you couldn't let off with your counterpart. So you letting it off on the entanglement.
Letting them talk shit about them, how they misuse you and all this shit. Well, and you got them pillow talk like, yeah, baby, I do better. I can do better. I do this. Mm-hmm.
What makes you think August Alsina wasn't hearing about all Will Smith's dirt?
Oh, talk about it.
Of course.
Pillow talk was happening.
And now I totally believe that he agreed to it. I totally believe it now. I totally believe August when Will said it was okay. I believe it.
You know why? You know why?
I believe it.
You know what? You know why?
Because this nigga Dwayne got caught fucking him in the office. What is that about?
Nah. Even before that. Let's be real. Even before that, at one time Will Smith had to be sliding one of the baddest chicks on his show, and he had all the bad chicks on his show. Name a bad chick, and it was on the Fresh Prince. Everybody was on it. Everybody. Queen Latifah, but that's all the way from
you talking about all the way from the beginning. You talking about if you going way back.
They was together. They was together for a while.
And he allowed
the young boy to get in because he knew he done slid so much.
And she done caught him sliding so much that he gave her a free pass.
He gave her a free pass. That free pass went somewhere else. But he was sliding both ways.
He was sliding both ways.
It don't matter, he was sliding and she was letting him slide.
And so he was like, all right, fuck it, you want to fuck the young boy, I'm going to let you fuck the young boy, and she fell in love with him.
Exactly. Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
Exactly.
They fell in love with each other, mm-hmm. and then you
That's
started catching feelings.
That's what
you
happened.
You know what I mean? You started feeling some way, and so she like, nah, well, he acting up, not me. I'm going to have to let it go because he acting up. And by that time, August was strung out by that time. He already strung out. What?
Right.
I'm fucking Jada Pinkett? Nah, yo, you crazy? No. No, I'm fucking
No. He didn't understand that it was a pass. She knew it was. But at the same token, August Alsina got Will Smith money, so that dick could be good right now, homeboy.
Sheesh.
That dick could be good right now, homeboy. But I'm gonna go back to Big Willie. You know what I'm saying?
All day. Do you see what
All
they
day?
Say? That we ride together, we die together. Bad marriage for life. That's what they say. That's their motto.
Listen. It's understood. It's understandable. I believe the same thing with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Come on.
Well, hold on. You know what else could have happened, though?
Jay-Z got caught sliding other chicks since he's been married.
I'm not saying nothing because I got that segment coming up, so I'm not commenting.
You're not going to, I'm not doing it. If you go back to the Will Smith shit, it could have been August Alsina. You know, he ain't want Will in it, period. Will probably was like, yo, let me get in, too. You know, I like dudes, too.
Yo, here we go. Yo, can you stop?
Alsina probably
I'm
was like, nah,
show.
Fuck out of
here. Stop. Can you stop? Stop it. We're going to a break, yo.
We're going to a break. He wanted
to see what that be like.
Yeah, it was a real thing.
Baby girl, can you feel it?
Responsible for your emotional body. So much of it. waiting there with my trust, my low, my high, just so I'm low key. If you tell the world,
no, we'll be weak.
Oh boy, see I'm trusting you with my heart, my soul.
I'm the man from the big B, hey. Won't you come play around my way? Hey, listen to what I gotta say. Timberland, don't you know I am the man? Rock shows here to Ginger Pan. Have people shaking my hand. Baby girl, better known as Ali. Give me goosebumps and hot feet. Make a play, hey, this believe. Don't you know? Gotta tell somebody. Cause
see you all the way. Stop.
when somebody loves you. You build a fortress around yourself. Your emotions they hide within. You got your heart securely locked away, and you won't let nobody.
Back, we back. I'm sorry, guys. Mr. Roy had to hit me up to tell me there was no music playing. I'm up here chilling. I can hear the music. I apologize. I'm sorry. Sorry. We're not going to get a chance, and I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but we're not going to get a chance to go through what I wanted to do about the online dating because it's just too in depth. The points I needed to get to. So that'll be next week's show. We'll do online dating, and if it's taken over, we didn't get a chance to do it. This show was so good. Shout out to everybody who tunes in every week that helped make my show as good as it is. I appreciate you guys for having me here on your couch. So let me just end, and Mr. Raw and Slander, I'm going to bring you back in right after this. I just want to end with a little bit of info here. On just exploring this relationship model, you know. So here's some key things. So a relationship, an open relationship, is a form of non-monogamy where partners agree to engage in sexual and sometimes emotional relationships with other people, with mutual consent and communication. It's different from polyamory, it involves having multiple romantic relationships with the consent of all involved, while open relationships typically refer to having sexual relationships outside the primary partnership without the expectation of romance. The rules can vary widely, but often include setting boundaries on sexual safety, the level of detail shared about relationships, and the types of activities allowed with each other. Now, the open communication is key. Partners often discuss feelings of jealousy openly and work together to address any underlying insecurities or relationship issues. So this complex situation that requires honesty and communication from both partners needs to be expressed with feelings, need, and a little tender love and care. So make sure you know how to communicate with each other. With that being said, we got 6 minutes left in the show. Gentlemen, your last words.
Keep it 100 with your partner, whoever the fuck you with. If you still want to play, don't get married. Period. A love knife is a real thing.
But what about to the people that are in the relationship with two men, the women that are in a relationship with two men, and the two men know and they agree to it? Those, give them advice.
He was still right there. Still keep it a bean. Like, your honesty is the best policy, whether you like it or not. You have a choice.
Works for me.
Don't lie.
You grow, right?
It's just like that old line from the movie. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Everybody can't. Everybody can't handle the truth. And yes, you can fall in love with two people and be in love with two people at the same time. Yes, because you can't limit love. It's just like saying you can't love both kids. You can't love both parents.
Right.
Then you can love two people.
Right.
So when they,
right.
when people say that,
right.
they sound stupid. They sound stupid.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, the thing about it is, if you're mature enough to be able to tackle that subject and try to be honest with each other, see what comes from it. But a lot of people are selfish in their mind more than their actual action. They say they selfish and they ain't going to deal with nobody else, but you a side piece. Aren't
right.
you dealing with somebody else? You a side nigga. Aren't you dealing with somebody else? But I'm selfish. I don't want my wife to know about you. But you got somebody else? So, you know, just be careful what you ask for. That's what it is.
Hold on.
Be careful what you ask
for. On another note, for real, like, I don't want no male giving my wife a massage. It's like that without the sex. Nah, I don't want no other dude.
Oh yeah, Mister. Let me set that up for you real quick, Mister Raw. Let me ask you real quick about that. So, I think that I work hard enough to get a full body massage. I got back time and a headache and all kind of shit. This nigga here said I can get a massage as long as it's a woman. Can't be a man.
Hell yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Hey, well, let me say this.
I don't want
if
no business.
You talking about, if you're talking about Jamaica, nah, hell no. Ain't nobody touching you. I said it. And Bam Tootie now to say it. I said it.
Oh, I said it.
I don't care if you want to know what that be like.
But it's their
it's
job,
they,
though.
It's ridiculous.
Nope.
It's ridiculous. They got you out there on the bamboo wall, the nigga rubbing all in your beefcakes and under your crevices
stuff. No, no.
And then Dexter, that's how Dexter St. John
gets into
it.
No, rubbing in beefcakes.
No.
What are you doing? No, don't say that. No, they won't. What?
You never seen that on Instagram, on Facebook, where they got the girl laying on the thing fully white with soap that they're rubbing them in Jamaica? When the woman go in there,
I just saw it today.
You forgot.
You know what I saw? It was this dude. He had her butt cheeks and these two looked like cans. And then he had this this wood thing with wax. And he was, I mean, her pussy was bust open. Her ass cheeks bust open. And he's like, I'm working it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
And that's how Dexter St. John.
We got 90 seconds.
Hitting up, you won't be seeing what that be like. Yeah. They all want to know what that be like.
All right, so you think that is it? So you think it's okay for me to get a massage bust open like that by a bitch?
Yeah.
No. No, yeah, not even bust open. there's massages that are professional. And it could be done right by a man and a woman. And it could be,
What kind of massage you think I'm talking about? It's professional.
No, but I'm trying to tell you, these days, you just don't know where people's head is at. You got to see what kind of man it is. You know what I'm saying? You got to see who it is. Everybody gets it misunderstood. Don't get it misunderstood.
It ain't nothing wrong. You don't have a say-so in who... You don't have to say so in that.
Oh, God. We got 30 seconds left. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I love you, too.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Love, peace, and these two nuts right here will be in the building with me again tomorrow. Tomorrow's behind the wall. I don't know what we're talking about. I'll tell you in a couple of hours. I'll put it out there. Last words. 9, 10 seconds.
Thank you all for coming out. God bless you.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Ramadan.
Yeah.
You.